Masechet Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. We're in the middle of discussing which oils and wicks are fit to be used for the Shabbos candles based on what flame they produce. So wicks which don't allow the oil to be absorbed in them properly, they can't be used. Firstly, because it's not in honor of Shabbos, because a good light won't be produced. And secondly, we're worried that somebody might come to tilt the lamp a bit and to try and play around with the wicks and the oil in order to increase the fire, which of course is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that one cannot use Shemen Sarefa for the Shabbos candles. Shemen Sarefa refers to Truma oil, oil which was given to Kohanim as the gift of Truma, which became Tomei, and as a result needs to be burnt. And we explained that the reason why you cannot use it is a decree because of a Yom Tov which falls on Friday. Because when Friday is a Yom Tov, then it's forbidden to burn Shemen Sarefa, since it is forbidden to burn anything sanctified, such as Karbonus, which became invalid, or such as Truma, which is now Tomei. Although they need to be burnt, they are not allowed to be burnt on Yom Tov. And so the Rabbanon made a decree that you can never use it to light candles, because you may come to use it when to light candles, even on Yom Tov. And really, that's what the beginning of this Mishnah comes to tell us. The reason why you cannot use Shemen Sarefa in general is because of the halacha that in Madlikim b'Shemen Sarefa b'Yom Tov, that one is not allowed to light with Shemen Sarefa on Yom Tov. And as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, this is learned from a posuk with regards to burning Karbonus. Now Rabbi Shmuel says, in Madlikim b'Itron, one is not allowed to light using tar as his oil, even though tar generally is absorbed well into the wick, and therefore would produce a good flame. So why can't you use it? The answer is for a different reason. Menikveh Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos, because when tar is lit, it smells very bad. It gives off a very foul smell, and this may lead people to leave the room because of the smell, and they'll end up eating in a dark room. And since we explained that it's the honor of Shabbos to eat in a light room, and it also brings rejoicing and joy on Shabbos, so you can fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, of being happy on Shabbos. But if you light with tar, then you may come not to fulfill those mitzvahs, because you'll be eating in a dark room. On the other hand, the Chachomim permit all of the oils to be used. And it doesn't mean all of the oils, because the Mishnah is now going to list a few oils which they permit. But it means that pretty much all oils, except for the ones mentioned in the previous Mishnah, are permitted. The Chachomim agree that those which we said are invalid in the previous Mishnah are indeed invalid, because of the poor quality flame which they produce. However, the following oils will be permitted. For example, b'shemen shumshumen, sesame oil, b'shemen egozim, walnut oil, b'shemen tzenonos, radish seed oil, b'shemen dogim, fish oil, b'shemen pakuos, some sort of wild gourd oil, b'itron with tar. So we see that the Chachomim are not concerned that somebody will leave and eat in a dark room just because of a foul smell. Over naft, and naft is also another type of tar, and although it is quite flammable, meaning if the oil itself sets on fire, it could lead to a dangerous situation. Nevertheless, the Chachomim are not concerned about that, since they assume one would be careful not to allow it to set on fire, and therefore you can use it to light candles on Shabbos. Now the final opinion in our Mishnah is a very strict one, and that is Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Rabbi Tarfon says, in Madlikin Elo B'Shemen Zayas Bilvo, one can only light using olive oil, because olive oil is absorbed the best and it gives the best flame, a very clear and still flame. However, although the other opinions agree that it is preferable to use olive oil, nevertheless, they still say that the rest of the oils are also permitted, except for the ones mentioned in the first Mishnah, as long as the other oils produce a somewhat good flame.